We are learning in Shavuot and Rav Yosef. We started last time, Shavuot B'Shavuot Chavidas Chalik Vav, Siman Chaf Aleph. It was a little bit complicated, so we started off last time. The question was as follows. You have a hot water urn on Shabbat, so it's up from before Shabbat, no problem. The problem is it has an indicator, meaning it has a tube of water that's attached to it in front. And the problem is that, okay, the way you can tell how much water it is, because the urn's closed, is that the level of the water is the same. So you can see how the water goes down. The problem is that the water in the indicator is not hot, because it's not inside of the urn. And when you empty water out, what happens is water comes from the central part of the urn that's being heated, as well as water from the indicator. The problem is that the water from the indicator is cooler. The water from the urn is much hotter. And so now you are cooking, you are warming that water that was in the indicator as it's coming into your cup, and that's the question. The question is that permissible because you are warming the water that's in the indicator? We pointed out last time that that's still considered to be bishul. That's a problem of bishul. Warming water on Shabbat, even if that water was previously cooked, is a problem of bishul. We assume yesh bishul achar bishul bedavar lach. The wording is complicated for no reason, but heating up a liquid on Shabbat isn't allowed. Heating up a solid, if it was previously cooked, is allowed. Rice, schnitzel, no question. Heating up water, if you boiled water today and then you cool it down, you boil it again on Shabbat, that's not warming, that's cooking, and so what you're doing here is you're raising the temperature. We assume, the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like Tosfot, that yesh bishul achar bishul bedavar lach, and that's not allowed. You're not allowed to heat water on Shabbat, so shouldn't this be a problem? And that's where we got up to last time. Now the question is as follows. Okay, that I understand. That's why there's a question. The problem is, wait a minute. I'm not heating water on Shabbat. Heating water on Shabbat means you take a kumkum, you put it on the plata, you put it on the fire, that's called heating. You take water and you put it on the heat source. That's what we call heating water. Yeah, well, it's cooking, I understand. But here, Ribo Shel Olam, what am I doing? I'm taking the spout, I'm opening it, I want hot water. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to make a hot cup of tea. I am not trying to cook water, leave me alone. All I'm trying to do is get hot water out of the urn. Because of the silly way they made it, it also ends up cooking the cold water on the way. We call that davar sheino mitkaven. Davar sheino mitkaven. I don't intend to do that. That's not why I'm taking the water out. That's not my intention at all. That's considered to be a davar sheino mitkaven. Davar sheino mitkaven is a machloket, whether you violated. So let's say you do something on Shabbat. Sheino mitkaven. But it happens. Mitkaven lo mitkaven. Did the water get heated? The water got heated. Why do I care what your kavanah was? Who cares? It got heated in the end of the day. So that's the machloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds davar sheino mitkaven asur. Rabbi Shimon holds davar sheino mitkaven mutar. Machloket, what is the focus? Is the focus on your kavanah? Or is the focus on the outcome? The outcome happened. So we assume the focus is actually on your kavanah. Great. The focus on your cup. I don't intend to heat this water until you carried this tshuva. You didn't even know you were doing it. You don't intend. Leave me alone. You know how I know you? Come on. The problem is that even though we hold the varsha no mitkaven mutar, if you don't intend, it's okay. Here, there's another problem. The problem is that the Gemara points out, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds the varsha no mitkaven mutar, or patur, depending, this is considered to be a psik reshe. Psik reshe means it's for sure going to happen. The outcome is already guaranteed. If the outcome is guaranteed, then your intention is irrelevant. The Gemara's example of psik reishe means if you cut off the head. What do you mean? The Gemara's case is as follows. Very strange. Your kid needs a toy to play with on Shabbat. Okay, you're running out of toys. So you're very creative. What does your kid want to play with? A chicken head. Okay, where do you get a chicken head from? I don't know, from a chicken. Okay, but then you don't want the whole chicken. You have the whole chicken, it's going to start dirtying the house. So you need to cut off the head. So you cut off the head to give the head to the kid to play with, which is disturbing in its own right, but fine. So you, but you killed the chicken. No, Tavarsha, I don't care about the chicken. Tavarsha, let me come in. I just want my kid to be occupied. You know, sometimes they just need them to be occupied. You don't care what you do. They're occupied. Here, I don't know what happened to the chicken. Leave me alone. I'm not a fire. Ah. So the Gemara says, sick race, for the Yamut. Hey, I don't care about your kavanah. The chicken's dead. And you knew it was going to die. It's vadai going to die. Seek Reishe, if it's for sure going to happen, that makes it worse. So we said, although you don't intend to do it, same thing with the chicken. I didn't mean to kill the chicken. I just wanted to give my kid a chicken head to play with. Seek Reishe v'leyamut, since the outcome is guaranteed, not allowed. So to here, tell, I didn't intend to heat the water in the indicator. Fine, you didn't intend. Is it for sure going to happen? It's for sure going to happen. Therefore, it's going to be asur. So now we get, okay, so we had heating the water on Shabbat is the problem. So we said, but it's Eidom Mitkaven. Eidom Mitkaven should make it okay. He said, yeah, but it's Psik Reishe, and therefore, it's still a problem. Ah, the fact that we're in Mitkaven, it's going to happen for sure. The Gemara now adds two other factors. The Gemara adds one factor. It says, Psik Reishe, when it's for sure going to happen, do you care? Do you care that that's the outcome? Meaning, does it affect you at all? The classic case in the Gemara is as follows. You're going to eat sukkah. On Sukkot, you want to wash your hands for Amotzi. So you don't want to wash your hands in the sukkah. It makes a mess. So you step outside the sukkah, you wash your hands, and you come back in. But it's sukkah outside. So you wash your hands on top of the grass. So you watered grass on Yom Tov, on Shabbat. No, I know it's kaven. I didn't mean to. I wanted to wash my hands. But it's the segregation. You tell me I didn't mean, you know it's going to happen. You're watering, washing your hands over the grass. It's going to happen. You're going to wet the grass. So the question is if segregation de nichale or if segregation de lo nichale? Is that outcome good for you or you don't care? So we so if it's your grass, it's your house, so then it worked out for you. Now your grass is watered. But if you go to somebody else's house, why do I care if his grass is watered? It's someone else's gene. Leave me alone. I don't care. Can care less. You water it one day. Water it. Not my problem. So we're at differentiation between segregation of nichale and segregation of the lo nichale. So here, okay, good. Heating the water is a problem. Ah, you didn't intend to do it, but it's for sure going to happen. But could you care less? How much water is already from the indicator getting into your cup? How much? Remember, the way the water empties, most of it's going to come from the main urn. It's so little. Who cares? Lo ichpatle. It's considered to be a psik reishe, delo ichpatle. You're right, I didn't intend. Ah, oh, but it's a psik reishe, but it's a psik reishe. I don't care about the outcome. It's irrelevant. Yeah, the problem is that we assume that a psik reishe, delo ichpatle, is a sir Rabbanan. Still not allowed to do it. You're right, it's not a Torah prohibition. It'll only be a rabbinic prohibition, like I tell my high school students. So in Gehinam, the low, it won't be a 450 fire. The low, it's a 250. You'll be simmering. Okay, big deal. You don't want to go. So Rav Avadia Yosef famously here and elsewhere says, okay, you're right, heating the water is asur. And heating the water is asur, fine. And you didn't intend, but it's subsegration, subsegration, lo nichale. He goes, let's say you did it on purpose. You did it on purpose. What did you violate? And he stirred the Araita and he stirred the Rabbanan. Let's say all of it's true, not allowed, you did it, you heated the water. He says, you know why? Because if at the end of the day it's only an Isur de Rabbanan, so then all of these things together, it's a psigreshe de lo nichale on an Isur de Rabbanan, meaning, I know for sure it's going to happen, and even though I don't care about it, it's still not allowed to do it. But if you would do it, would it only be an Isur de Rabbanan? So then he says, you didn't intend and it happens on its own and you don't care about the outcome, psigreshe de lo nichale by an Isur de Rabbanan, is mutar. Segregation of the nichale v'isur de rabbanan is going to be permissible. That's the principle that he develops here. He develops in Yabia Omer also, that therefore this is going to be accepted. He throws in another factor called grama. Not going to deal with all the ramifications of what grama is, but grama means ligrom, to cause, not to do direct action. I didn't here do the action directly. I caused it to come about in an indirect way. All I did was open the water. All I did was pull the lever at the bottom. And all of this went into play. Maybe there's reason to allow that in certain circumstances. There's a big machloket whether grama is going to be a sur de rabbanan. It's going to be mutamin atarizan a sur de rabbanan. Whether that's going to be acceptable under regular circumstances. The Gemara's case of grama is to put out a fire that might burn your house down. Okay, so that's called a hefsed meruba. You're going to lose your whole house. Maybe grama is acceptable. Here, you just won't have a cup of tea, which I understand, depending where you're from, could be, you know, the end of the world, but it's not the Hefsed Meruva. You can go to the next door neighbor, has a different diet, you can figure it out. You'll survive the Shabbat without it. So the Grama factor he throws in, really his reason to be lenient here is, and therefore he assumes that it's permissible to do, regardless of where the indicator is on your water urn for Shabbat. Rav Adi Yosef says you're allowed to take water out of it on Shabbat.